Three. I'm here now with Tom Shepherd, local professional singer-songwriter, and we'll get into what that means. But hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on today.
It's really nice that you're coming to us from Minneapolis or Minnesota, but the connection is good, so that's good.
Yes, we're on the road.
And we're going to talk about Songfest 2021 and what it is, and it's you're bringing it here to Sandpoint as a fundraiser for the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint in mid-September. And I know nothing about that, but we want to know all about it. But first, I was looking at your biography on your website, which you are a major singer-songwriter, and
Yeah, thank you.
you have a partner that you perform with named Coley Shepherd, so
That's right.
must be related.
That's my beautiful better half.
And I want to really get into right now just who is Tom Shepherd? You came out of at Nashville. So tell us about you. It's always fun.
Yeah, well, I was playing music when I was in college, and I thought I want to do this for a living, so right after I graduated, I moved straight to Nashville, and my goal was, to get a record deal and be, like Garth Brooks or George Strait. That was kind of my heroes, and ended up becoming a songwriter, and I still perform. I mean, I still have the love of performing. That's the thing. So after living in Nashville for 18 years, my wife Coley and I moved to Texas, and we hit the road. And we've been touring the last, gosh, 10 years or so. And in 2019, we decided to move to Sandpoint because that's where my son Wyatt lives. So now we are residents of North Idaho.
Fantastic. And you were actually born in St. Louis and spent high school and college years in Stevens City, Virginia. So that's
Yeah.
all kind of like the Nashville hub, right?
Well, somewhat. You have to. Virginia is about 9 hours from Nashville. So, somebody said, if you want to catch fish, it helps if you live next door to the lake. So I had to move to Nashville. But I loved our time there. It was really great, and we have so many friends. And I'm proud of all the accomplishments I've had. I have written 5 number one songs, and I've had songs on over 100 different artist records, and a couple Grammy nominations. So I just love it. But to me, my favorite thing of all of that is watching people that write songs perform them and tell the stories behind them. That's really like so neat to see that. If you've never seen that, then you're about to, because we're bringing it to Sandpoint.
And that's called Songfest, and that's coming up starting. It's a 3-night process. I really want to get into that, but I want to stick with songwriting for a minute and
Sure.
your history. A question I might ask is, so this started in high school, you started feeling music. So where did it come from, Tom? You probably listened to so much music. I mean, Garth Brooks, right? And
Yeah, well, it was before that. I mean, I always loved a big country music fan, and started learning to play guitar when I was a senior. And back when I first started learning, I mean, I was learning everybody's songs. I mean, the two books, music books that I bought first with my own money was Greatest Hits of Randy Travis and Greatest Hits of the Eagles. So I loved all kinds of different music, Pink Floyd, Bob Seger, a lot of different country artists. So I was learning all of that stuff, but I found that country sounded the best on the acoustic, on the acoustic guitar. So I just fell in love with it, and then I joined a local band and started playing. And but when I decided I was going to move to Nashville, the advice I got from everybody is, you have to write, you have to write, you have to write, you have to write your own stuff so that you can stand apart and be unique. And it's true. So I'm so glad that I've been writing songs now, gosh, since the early 90s, and have written probably 1,000 or so, I guess. But the cool thing about it is it's never ending. I mean, I've got 3 or 4 things right now that are half finished, and I'm excited that when those are going to get done. It's like there's always something new to say or some new way to say it.
Well, you said the cool thing about it is it's never ending. I think it's the magic thing about songwriting. and music in general, because it sort of can just come to you, a song that just is living and you didn't even know it was there, and all of a sudden it's there. Or it can be, or it can be an arduous process of making it, you know, singable or performable.
Right.
But, just take us back to that first song.
Oh, you gosh.
Remember.
I think my first, well, you know, I mean, like it, back in elementary school, I remember being in like the fourth grade and we had to write poems. And I wrote some poems and mine were kind of humorous. And I remember it was the day where the parents come to class, you know. And it seemed to me like none of the kids were really getting my humor, but the parents were. And I was like, I like this feeling. This is kind of cool.
I like being the center of attention. Well, I think you have to have a little bit of that to stand up on a stage and do that. And just for our listeners, I'm talking with Tom Shepherd. He's going to host Songfest here in Sandpoint on starting the 16th of September. So it's coming right up. But we're talking about songwriting. Tom Shepherd is a prolific. If you've got 1,000 songs, I've written 2.
Yeah.
I love my 2.
Well, I've been doing it for, almost 30 years, really. Oh, 30 years now, I guess. And, you know, when you write in Nashville on Music Row, when it's your job, you're showing up every day to write, you know, sometimes twice a day. So you end up with a lot of songs. But I think that's good because you have to kind of get through a lot of songs before you get to the really good ones. You know, you don't just write your best song first. Some people, it happens, but generally, you know, you get better the more often you do it. And it's just such a craft to it because, I mean, you've got 3 minutes to say a lot or to make people feel something and to be able to boil it down to the essence of what the story is. It takes a lot of editing and crafting and creativity.
And doing. And one of the techniques of songwriting is to write a song a day. It's a practice.
It's true.
Doesn't mean every one of those songs goes out into the world, but it's part of the practice. It's like doing anything, you know, running or yoga. It's a practice. So
yeah, or like doing artwork or something. I mean, uh-huh. If you're doing like sketches on your notebook, you know, and not all of them are going to be great. Some of them are going to be lousy and you just throw them away. But there's going to be those ones that are inspired that you go, nah, I'm onto something here.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that make it.
Yeah. And just sometimes they make it because the words are so heartwarming or they move people in some way. But when the music, the lyrics and the music, the melody go hand in hand, I think that's called prosody.
Yeah,
that's when the magic happens. That's when it goes boom, because it hits everybody in a certain way.
That's true. And I mean, I've heard over the years, you know, I've critiqued people's songs at songwriting classes and things like that. And you can have all of those elements, like a good melody, words that sound good together, but there's still this like magic, you can't define it thing about songs that are really great. You know, the way they capture emotion or make you feel something. That's the part that you can't teach people how to do. It just has to come out. Just has to happen.
And I think that's one of the things with John Prine that happened quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I noticed recently a lot of times he goes from a major chord to a minor chord right away. Mm-hmm. And that does something to the song. It like hooks it in a different way. It takes it down, but then... So that you're feel. Anyways, we could talk songwriting for a while. And that's kind of what's going to happen at Songfest a little bit.
That's true.
Tell us about what you bring into Sandpoint, why, and just unfold it for us.
Well, you know, the first place I ever played in Nashville, literally, was the Bluebird Cafe, which is a famous venue. It's not very big. It's like in a little shopping center next to a dry cleaner. It's pretty inauspicious. It only holds like 70 people, but it is a listening room. And when you go in there, if you're at a show, it's silent. When the songwriters are singing and telling their stories, it's quiet. And if you talk, they will, you know, if you keep talking, they'll ask you to leave. I mean, it's kind of, you know, honor the music, honor the writer, honor the story, but it's the coolest thing to be in on that. It's like being in somebody's living room and hearing the stories behind these songs that are you know, huge hits that you've heard on the radio. So, and sometimes new songs that you haven't heard that are probably going to be a hit. So it's like being invited into this, like, secret thing, sort of, I guess, you know. And it's just magical. It's just so cool. Some of my favorite performances I've ever been to are those kinds of things.
So is that what you're bringing to Sandpoint?
That's what we're bringing to Sandpoint. I thought Sandpoint's the kind of town. It's such a creative community. And I feel like people in Sandpoint have such an appreciation for the arts. And I feel like Sandpoint will totally get this kind of a show. I really do. I really do.
So what is it going to be like? I mean, I still don't have a real strong sense of the experience that is going to unfold there.
Well, a lot of times, the way we're planning on doing the show, Thursday night, we're going to be at the Idaho Club, and we're probably going to have a local guy who's from Post Falls named Sam McHugh. We're going to have him perform first. He's kind of a new songwriter, and he's got some great stuff. It'll just be him by himself. And then after that will be me and Coley doing our show. We pretty much tell the stories behind the songs and then perform them. And then Friday night, we're going to move it to the Music Conservatory. And that show will be with a couple other local artists that we've met that are great. A guy named Sam Lida and a guy named Ben Vogel. And those guys are so talented. They just blow me away. I mean, like I said, I lived in Nashville for 18 years. So I feel like, you know, I'm pickier than maybe the average person or what they like musically. But these guys, I would put them up against any Nashville songwriter. They're so great. And they're local guys. Very talented. So they're opening, and then the show Friday night will be what's called the Songwriters in the Round. And that's typically where you got like three artists on stools kind of, you know, telling the stories behind the songs. And that night we have a guy named Will Nance. Will is an old friend of mine, and he's had his songs recorded by Brad Paisley and George Strait and just Joe Nichols. All kinds of country artists have recorded his songs. And the fact that we know Will and have been friends for 20 years is going to be great, because we sing the songs, we tell the stories, but we also kind of poke fun at each other and just, or you know what I mean? Or
yeah,
it's just it's a lot of camaraderie. It's a really neat thing to witness.
Well, and when you're talking about it, you've got a big smile on your face. So I think you can't wait, right?
It's going to be, it's so much fun. We love it. And then Saturday night will kind of be more of just like me and Coley performing a set, and then a guy named Steve Azar performing a set. Now, Steve, he had a Nashville record deal and had a song called I Don't Have to Be Me Till Monday, which was a big hit. And so Steve's going to do about an hour set, and then we're going to close it out with Leslie Satcher, who is an amazing writer. She wrote George Strait's song Troubadour. She's also had her songs recorded by everybody from Lee Ann Womack to Willie Nelson to Ariana Grande. I mean, all kinds of different artists. And the people that I wanted to bring to Songfest this year, I really wanted to bring songwriters that are dynamic performers as well. Ones that are entertaining. You know, some songwriters write and sing, and you know, but and they're okay. But I wanted to bring them friends of ours that I know you're going to fall in love with when you hear them perform and when you hear them tell their stories.
This is exciting. And Saturday night, where is it? What's the venue?
Saturday night's also going to be at the Music Conservatory.
Okay.
On Main Street. So we decided for this year, we're kind of starting small. So it'll be Thursday at Idaho Club, and then Friday and Saturday will be at the Music Conservatory. So people can see what, you know, their tickets are going towards, you know. All of the ticket sales, you know, benefits the conservatory.
Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, which is another awesome thing. But
yeah.
So it starts on Thursday night, the September 16th at 5 p.m. So each night it starts at 5 p.m.?
No, Thursday, actually, I believe we're going to start about 7.
Okay.
And then probably Friday we'll start about 6:30. Saturday, actually, during the day, we're going to have some stuff going on during the day, too. We're going to do what's called an open mic. So if you're someone that writes songs and wants to get up and perform them, the North Idaho Songwriters Association will kind of be handling that. And it goes from 11 until 2. So if you want to get up and try out one of your songs, we got a few hours to let people do that. And then at 3 p.m. Saturday, we're going to have some more local writers. Ben Olson, you know, who is the editor of the Sandpoint Reader, and along with a young lady from Montana named Hannah King, who is a great songwriter and fiddle player that we met on the road. She's coming. And then we're also going to have Sam McHugh again, the guy I told you from Post Falls. He's going to join us. And then we'll take a little dinner break, and then we'll be back on, I want to say, around 6:30. It'll be me and Coley, and then Steve Azar, and then the great Leslie Satcher.
This is big. This is a lot of music happening right here in Sandpoint, Idaho, with some amazing artists starting Thursday, September 16th. So how do we find out more? How do you get tickets? Tell us about the tickets. Can you buy a ticket for one event, or is it a seminar, whole event kind of thing?
No, you can either get a pass for all 3 days, or you can get individual day tickets if you like. And if you want to be a sponsor, we can always, you know, the sponsors help with covering the cost of getting the riders here and, you know, paying their travel and their fee and everything. And then that way, all the ticket sales can go directly to benefit the conservatory. So we are still soliciting some sponsors. If you'd like to sponsor us, or if you want to find out about the tickets, just go to sandpointsongfest.com.
Okay, sandpointsongfest.com. And the way you were describing this is really a festival. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
It's not just, it's really a celebration. This is amazing. Sandpoint Songfest.
It's going to be great. And I encourage everyone to get tickets right away, because we are going to limit this to a very small amount of people. I think at the max, I think at the Idaho Club, I think we can hold 150. But at the Music Conservatory, I think we can only hold about 100 people. And, you know, we're about halfway sold out already. So this is going to be a very unique, small, intimate, it's going to be a hard ticket to get.
So again, that contact information, is there a phone number for people to call for more information, or just go to sandpointsongfest.com?
Yeah, just go to sandpointsongfest.com or facebook.com/sandpointsongfest. And you could send a message if you have any questions through the Facebook page.
That sounds good. This is quite amazing. And, you know, benefiting the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, that's great, because I told Karin this many times, Karin Wiedemeyer, the co-founder and executive director, that I remember when she told me one day when I was just taking a singing lesson from her, when she just was at her house, way before she says, I have a dream, and it's to have a music conservatory in Sandpoint. I said, tell me about it. And it was this beautiful picture, and she did it.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing.
And you know, the other night I was watching a bluegrass band that was performing for the Sandpoint Summer Festival, Music Festival, that was a free concert down at the city park. And these three people, it was a three-piece bluegrass band. They were so good and so tight with their timing, and just such good musicians individually. And then they just made it work as a group. And I was thinking, their parents gave them music lessons when they were kids.
Yeah.
They lived that music. It was just pouring out of them. It's not something you learn, you know, yesterday and perform today.
No, I always say it's, if you're a musician, if you want to do it for a living, especially, it's a lifestyle, you know. It takes a lot of time to get good at it, and a lot of time to be gone on the road doing it, to make money doing it. And but if you love it, like they say, if you love your job, you never work a day in your whole life. So
you love your job, and you're still writing music. You probably, like you said, you have a couple songs that you're kind of working on now.
Yeah, always.
They're always there. And when you're just, does it come from, I'm just going back to songwriting now, because that's kind of my focus. But you go back to playing, you're just playing a little tune on your guitar, and I'm sure you're a really good guitar player. So it's you got a lot of options there. Is it the music first or the words first or an idea about a song?
For me, it's always been the idea. For me, always the idea or a phrase or something, you know, something that if there's something I find myself saying over and over again, it's probably going to turn into a song. You know, I have a single out on the radio right now that's called One Boot. And where that came from was I kept saying, you know, we do a lot of shows in Texas, but we also do a lot of shows for the Parrotheads in Florida. And I kept finding myself saying, yeah, it's like we got one boot in Texas and one flip-flop in Florida. And so a friend of mine said, well, why don't you change that to One Boot in the Red Dirt? Because, you know, the Red Dirt scene, that's what they call the Texas-Oklahoma music scene. And I thought, ooh, yeah, that sounds cool. One boot in the red dirt and one barefoot in the sand.
Wow.
So, and the whole song is just about the two things, you know, the Texas side of things, the Florida side of things, and how the two come together.
How so cool is that? Tell me just briefly, then we'll wrap up with a reminder about Songfest that's coming, which is, folks out there who are listening, this is going to be awesome and a real unique opportunity. But who is Coley? I know she's your beautiful wife, but how do you guys work together? Do you tour together? And does she help you write songs? She a songwriter or sings harmony? How does it work?
Yeah, Coley is amazingly talented singer. She's she had a record deal with RCA and had a song in the movie Where the Heart Is with Natalie Portman. And so she's had quite her own career, but we got together in 2011. And yeah, we've written a few things together and we were on the road together all the time. So it's great because we both live and breathe music and we love being around it and we get to do it together. So we're very fortunate.
Makes for a happy time.
That's true. She's shopping right now.
Minneapolis, eh?
Yes. Right? Yes. We're here in Minneapolis because our nephew is pitching for the Minnesota Twins.
Oh.
And so we got to go to the baseball game the last two nights and see our niece and nephew. It's been wonderful.
Oh, I'm going to a Mariners game next week. So,
oh, good.
In Seattle. So Coley will be performing with you a couple of those nights, maybe every night.
Every night.
Songfest. So
yep.
Give us the rundown on Songfest again, and then we'll, you know.
Okay. Yes, be sure to check out sandpointsongfest.com. You can find out about tickets there, you know, either single day or you can get a ticket for the whole thing. And also there's information on there about who's performing. And if you would like to be a sponsor and help the conservatory to keep doing what they're doing on their musical mission, you can find all of that information at sandpointsongfest.com.
And that's coming up September 16th. Through the 18th, golden opportunity to experience something unique and kind of akin to Sandpoint, creative.
Definitely.
A lot of creative energy here, so.
Definitely creative, and like we said, this year it's gonna be kind of small and limited, so better get your tickets now while there's still some left, because it will sell out.
I hope so. I think you're right. This is amazing. And you'll get to hear some local musicians get a chance to bring their little songs out into the world. I always think it's like bringing a baby out into the world for the first time. That will be really fun. Okay, Tom Shepherd, I'm going to call you the organizing host of Songfest here in Sandpoint, Idaho. I want to say thank you for doing this because this is what we're all about and we're excited and we'll see ya.
Okay, looking forward to seeing you all out there September 16th through the 18th.
Songfest 2021 in Sandpoint, Idaho. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.